And so you've got this complicated game going on, which at the same time as all this is happening, you have companies like Monsanto and Exxon and Chevron, all these companies are getting a free ride. They cannot tell the public that they're getting a free ride, that EPA always gives us the answer we want, that we have people inside the agency who make sure that even if something, you know, a bad decision came through, it would be squashed. They can't tell that. They have to spend all their lives fulminating about how the EPA's overreach, right? They must do that in order to maintain the illusion that EPA is actually doing its job, right? So you've got this complicated process going on where EPA is not doing its job, but the companies are complaining about EPA as if EPA is doing its job. And then you've got Donald Trump who comes into the room and doesn't realize that this is a totally faux fight. There's no real battle between EPA and Monsanto. EPA is just in Monsanto's pocket. But because he's listened to all this propaganda, and maybe Scott Pruitt has listened to all this propaganda too, he then goes in and says, oh, I'll sort this out. I'll appoint Scott Pruitt. I'll make sure that they never get to do anything. But essentially, he doesn't understand that there's a much more subtle and complicated game going on.